Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, you know, winter is most definitely here, the holidays behind us. It's time to hunker down with a good book while the weather keeps us indoors. In search of a good book, or in this case, many good books, we have a most interesting guest for you this morning. With me on the phone is Dr. Mike Roizen. Good morning, Dr. Roizen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And if his name sounds familiar, listeners, it's because you've probably seen him and you've heard him in any number of places associated with his books and appearances on Oprah and other shows. And he's also on the radio right here with Joe Galuski on Monday mornings. And also because Dr. Roizen used to be right here in Syracuse, but now you're at the Cleveland Clinic, aren't you?
I am, and we have about as much snow as you do on usual mornings. But we don't clean it up as well. So Syracuse is the best place at making a walkable or drivable street I've ever seen.
And we are lucky because of that. Now, you are the chief wellness officer and the chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. But I understand you started out as an anesthesiologist. Now, how on earth did you make that shift?
Well, in fact, I started out as an anesthesiologist and internist who wanted to run an intensive care unit. So I've gone from, in fact, the most acute medicine with the sickest patients to saying, can we do something to keep people out of being sick? And the change came because when you look at the risk of an operation goes up threefold every 10 years. That is, whether you look at heart surgery, for instance, mitral valve repair, it's three times more risky at age 75 as at age 65 as at age 55. That is the complication rate, colorectal surgery when colon resection, the same way. Same way with prostate or breast surgery. So what my goal in preoperative clinic became, how do I make a person 10 years younger? That is, reduce their risks by 67%, or reduce them to one-third of what they would be. How do I make them 10 years younger in that immediate period surrounding, that is, in the 2 days before and 12 days after an operation? And in studying that, we said, well, why can't we do this all the time? Why can't we help patients get younger? And in fact, that's what we started to do.
Aha. Uh-huh. And so you started with your first book, which was The Real Age, right?
Right. Real Age was saying, these are the major systems that age, and here's how to change them. And what we did was we looked at that point, there were about 70 things you could change that were shown in at least four studies in humans to change your rate of aging.
I see. And so you actually take a quiz to start with and figure out what your real age is, and then you learn all the things you can do to make yourself, in effect, younger.
Right. I can say this now, since we sold Real Age recently, that it's a free website. I don't have any conflicts anymore in telling you it's a free website. It's an excellent website. I still work with them. So we've now gotten it up to 45,000 studies that that the scientific advisory group has reviewed to get the data. And in fact, there are 142 things that most people can change that change their rate of aging. And it's not that hard to do if you know what to do.
Yeah, you know, it's not. And I get your emails every day with all those hints, and it makes it very easy.
Oh, thank you.
Makes them bite-sized, and I really appreciate that. Well, let's talk about your next book. You started collaborating with Dr. Mehmet Oz and started working on You, the Owner's Manual. That was your next one, I think.
Right. What Mehmet wanted to do was to give people a tour of their body, figuring that the emotion of seeing their organs, of seeing things that he as a surgeon and that we as medical professionals see that he touches daily would make a difference, because it was so emotionally moving to him to see a moth-eaten lung from smoking versus a normal lung and all the other changes that occurred, and that they weren't necessary, that you could really prevent them. And so whether it is smoking or whether it is eating nuts to change the way your arteries function, that he wanted to let people see the insides of their organs so they could get emotionally involved. And then we put on the action steps once you saw them, once you understood the physiology, you put on the action step. So we had three overriding principles. It had to be scientifically accurate, it had to be fun, and it had to be a little edgy, that is, seeing those organs.
Well, and you know what I appreciate about you, the owner's manual, is that I got it. Now, I was a terrible biology student when I was in high school, but I actually enjoyed reading the book. I learned a ton, but I understood it and I got it, and that's what I appreciated about it. Now, let's move on. I believe your next one was You, the Smart Patient.
Right, exactly right. That was the we did that actually royalty free with the meaning we could not get anyone to publish it, and so we had to move publishers. We moved from HarperCollins to Free Press because HarperCollins said you'll ruin your brand. Your brand is built on the sales of your last book. We had two number one bestsellers at that point, and they said a lot of bookstores will order it. No one will sell it because this is about illness care. No one will sell it, and so it'll ruin, and they will never order your book again. And so we said, look, this is a very important book because it teaches patients exactly what you said, to be your own advocate.
Mm-hmm.
That is, instead of you having to be there to be the advocate, we wanted to teach patients that the system is way too complex for any doctor, one nurse, one health practitioner to be able to be, to keep you safe. You have to keep yourself safe, and here's how to navigate the system. You have to have an advocate to help you navigate the system, and here's how you get your advocate with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, that's a special interest of mine, is all that navigation and getting through the system. And I found a lot of the advice in your book to be spot on for patients. I thought it was excellent.
Well, thanks. And, you know, we did it with the Joint Commission. So we actually thought we'd never actually do it because the Joint Commission is like the FBI for hospitals.
Right.
They're the people that patrol us, but they also are the patient safety advocate. And so they're a bureaucratic they're a non-government organization, but everybody's idea of them is they're a bureaucracy like the FBI or anything else. They'll never do anything with two edgy docs. But they did it with us, and it became it ended up number two on the New York Times list. And sold very well, so we didn't have any problems, and the publisher ended up happy.
Very good, very good. Now, as I understand, your next book was You on a Diet, and this is that time of year, January, when everybody's thinking about a diet. Let's talk about that book.
Well, there were five key insights that we had about dieting that had come from science in the last two or three years, that is science since 2003, that talked about how you get to control your, if you will, your appetite and your hunger, and that there were easy steps. So one, you can't lose more than 100 calories a day. If you do, your body downshifts its metabolic rate, so you'll end up not losing anything.
Right.
Secondly, there's a role for fat beforehand. There's a role for fiber beforehand. But it is not willpower alone. If willpower did it, it's like trying to hold your breath underwater, and none of us can hold our breath forever underwater. So you can't do that with willpower with food either. You've got to do it smart, and so there are tricks with fiber and with fat that allow you to do it.
Very good, very good.
Third is that exercise and weightlifting were an essential component. So that's where we did, and as you know, you probably may not know, but we get 1,500 thank you emails a day of people who have successfully lost and kept weight off. It's been incredibly rewarding, but we aren't the ones who did it. The publisher wanted us to put our pictures on the cover, and we refused because it really is about you. That is the individual person,
mm-hmm.
and how they can do it. And we try, and again, with the cartoons for guys and other things, get people involved in it.
Very good. Speak to me a little more about the weightlifting aspects, because that always seems counterintuitive to me.
Well, if you don't lift weights, that is, if you don't build muscle when you're trying to lose waste. In other words, the key with medical weight is not your weight, but is your waist size, because it is the fat in between your organs in the belly, what we call omental fat,
mm-hmm.
that is most dangerous, that is harmful from a health standpoint. So and if all you do is lose weight by dieting, that is by restricting food, you will lose muscle as well. And when you lose muscle, muscle is incredible calorie burning furnace. And when you lose that, you lose the ability to burn calories. And so you have to keep, it's a never ending spiral. You have to keep restricting more food. That obviously isn't the way you want to live. So you have to build muscle. And muscle uses calories. And it's easy to do. We wanted to do it, and we did it in a program. People said, we don't belong to a gym. We don't want to have weights at home. We don't have enough money to do that. And so we built a program with celebrity trainer Joel Harper, who worked with us, that uses your body as your gym. And it's a free download at realage.com. Just go to the UDOC site and try and download. There's a beginner, intermediate, and advanced. 1.7 million people have downloaded it now. So it's a free program that teaches you how to use your body as your gym. So all you need to do is this three times a week, using your body as your gym.
That's excellent. You know what? We'll put a link from our HealthLink on Air website to that as well. You know
Great.
What? We still have a lot to talk about, but we need to break for the news. Would you be able to stay with us?
I'll be glad to.
That would be great, Dr. Roizen. And listeners, please do stay with us. We'll be back shortly. This is University Hospital's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.